Welcome back to the F590 Show. Joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line is the host of the PGAtour.com. You can follow her on Twitter at @TarynS_PGAtour. Taryn Schaefer, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing outstanding. First question, O.J. Simpson, did he do it or not? I'm just kidding. I'm not going to make you answer that. So, okay, we had round one of the British Open today in across the pond over in England. Right now we have four Americans sitting on top of the leaderboard. Is that something that you predict was going to happen?
It's not surprising, no, to have these three guys up here at the top. Jordan Spieth, Brooks Koepka, Matt Kuchar. You know, Jordan, obviously, coming off of a spectacular finish at the Travelers Championship, holding out from the bunker to win in a playoff. So his game has been in great shape lately. He's already got a win under his belt. So obviously, Jordan Spieth is at the top of the leaderboard at a major is no big deal. Brooks Koepka, coming off of his U.S. Open victory, no big deal. And then Matt Kuchar, who's just, you know, he's a veteran. He has big wins to his name, a former Players Champion, and played really well at the Scottish Open last week overseas, getting ready for the Open this week. So, no, I mean, to have these names up there is not a surprise whatsoever.
But I think Jordan Spieth sitting on top of the leaderboard, though, has to be a good feeling for him, because that's the first time since the 2016 Masters that he's seen his name on top of the leaderboard. And we talked about this during the U.S. Open, how, you know, the first two rounds, Jordan Spieth would dig himself this hole and then just couldn't, you know, climb his way back out of it. It's kind of easier to win the tournament if you start out on top.
Well, yes, of course it is easier to win if you come out of the gate with a hot round. And actually in 2015, when he shot 5 under par in his opening round at St. Andrews at the Open, he just narrowly missed a playoff by a stroke. So he was right there in the mix when he opened up at 5 under par 2 years ago too. And that was him coming off of the heels of his U.S. Open victory. So Jordan Spieth, I mean, you commented on what he did last year in 2016. Haven't seen him at the top of the leaderboard since 2016 at the Masters. I mean, come on, that was only a year ago. The kid is stellar. He's one of the best in the game.
Oh, sure, yeah, he's still one of the best, and I mean, his future is only going to get better. But I'm just saying that as someone who was kind of thinking that, you know, here we go, this is going to be someone who's going to be in every single major, you know, just dominating, you know, in and out. Since that Masters, when he had that collapse in 2016, he's struggled a little bit. I mean, he's won tournaments, but to see his name on top of the leaderboard after round, even though it's just round one at a major, has got to be a good feeling for him.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's going to be a great motivational boost for him. But, I mean, listen, these guys, this is not the tour of Tiger Woods anymore.
You're right.
Because of Tiger, we have so much great talent that there isn't going to be just one person that dominates every single week, because there's that many good players. And, you know, there's only one winner every week. So you've seen that in this recent trend of 7 straight first-time major champions. And that's because golf is in such a great state right now, because there are so many great players out there right now, and it all goes back to Tiger. They're all in the game now, and they're all as great as they are because of what they saw when they were kids growing up watching Tiger play.
Hey, Taryn, how you doing? This is Eric from Quality Control.
Hey!
Yeah, we're being audited, Taryn, so be nice.
Yeah, it's my first debut in a radio studio, and I'm having a great time. But I am kind of surprised by the Americans today, and I think the weather really helped them out. And there'll be a change in the weather tomorrow, and not that that's not going to actually hinder whether you're a European or an American player. I think it caters more towards the European player tomorrow's weather, May, so I could see some change in the standings. But I wanted to ask you what you thought of Justin Thomas's attire today with the suit, tie, and he wore a baseball cap with that. I thought that threw it off a little bit. I wish he would have wore like an old-school driver's hat or something with that coat and tie.
Kind of like the Payne Stewart?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually really liked it, and to tell you the truth, I actually kind of replicated it a little bit tonight. You'll see it in my show in the takeaway on PGAtour.com. So tried to be as suave as Justin Thomas today, but I liked it. You know, he's got to wear his hat for his sponsors and everything. So gotta have that hat because of those people that are paying the bills.
Well,
but I thought it was great. It was a fun way to kick things off. And you know what? When you dress like that, you got to follow it up, right, when you play. And he did. He shot a 67 today. He's only 2 strokes off the leaders. So this is another kid that is in that discussion of, you know, who is next to break through and get their first major championship. Justin Thomas, 3 wins this season. That's just nuts to think about. As far as mainstream sports goes, he's not the name of a Jordan Spieth, but he's getting there. He's getting close. You can't ignore 3 wins in one season. He also has a historic 59, shot a 59 on tour, which has only been done a handful of times. So this kid is a force to be reckoned with. He's from the class of 2011, just like Jordan Spieth. They're great friends. So, no, I think it's great. I think he stirred up some buzz. And, you know, Eric, you're right. The weather does obviously play to the European players' strength because they're used to it. They play in it more. They grew up playing it, unlike the Americans did. But these guys, you know, have been playing over here for years now. And some of them, like Ricky Fowler and such, came over a week before to play the Scottish Open. And Matt Kuchar, who is, you know, co-leading right now, came over the week before to play in the elements, to play links golf, to adjust to the time change. So, and I think that's another reason why you're seeing the likes of Jordan Spieth and Brooks Koepka up there at the top of the leaderboard. They alluded to it in their post-round interviews today, just talking about how neither of those two have played in the past couple weeks. Brooks Koepka hasn't played since the U.S. Open. Jordan Spieth hasn't played since the Travelers Championship the week following the U.S. Open. So, you know, they're just like, hey, we're well rested. And I think that can be a key when you're traveling halfway across the world.
Absolutely. I do think that the fields are much stronger this day and age as opposed to 5-10 years ago. There's really strong fields. You got the likes of Hideki Matsuyama, and like you mentioned, Thomas and Spieth and Koepka and these young kids. And it's really nice to see a strong field in each one of these tournaments.
Yeah, for sure. Hideki is definitely in, like, I keep bringing up that conversation of the next to, you know, without a major, the next to break through and win. Hideki's in the conversation. He's number 2 right now in the FedEx Cup rankings, only 125 points behind Dustin Johnson, who leads the FedEx Cup standings right now. A win this week would get him the top spot. The winner this week gets 600 FedEx Cup points, so it's a little elevated for the major. Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Hideki Matsuyama, or John Rahm, another big young gun that's coming up right now, a big up-and-comer. Those 4 could all jump up to the number 1 spot with a win this week. So, like you said, there's some phenomenal talent out there, both from the U.S. and internationally, and golf is just so fun to watch, and this is such an international tournament, so it's just going to get great. The weather tomorrow and just throughout the week is really going to make things interesting.
Taryn Schaefer joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. You can follow her on Twitter at @TarynS_PGA Tour. But what do we always have to tell you, Giamatti? Do not follow her in real life. Taryn, I always think that the British Open is the most difficult major to win because, you know, for the Americans, you do have to travel across the pond, and their courses, with the weather, you're always dealing with the weather. The weather's always nasty, and I think the courses are more difficult. So I think that the British Open is the most difficult major to win. What do you think?
Oh, I think that entirely depends on the player, to be honest with you. Today, Jordan Spieth said he thinks it's the easiest one to win.
Really?
The fact that it's kind of by the luck of the draw, depending on the weather and what time of day you're teeing off or what wave, you know, if you're the morning wave or the afternoon wave, you basically, because of the weather throughout the day, eliminate half the field, depending on how that pans out. So today, Jordan Spieth lucked out with some great weather. Tomorrow, with him being in the afternoon, if the rains stay away, maybe he'll luck out again. So the people that teed off super early this morning were in that unlucky group of having to deal with the elements, because it did rain early in the morning, about 1:30 a.m. our time here on the East Coast. So, yeah, he said that, and if you think about it, it's true, because of the draw that you get, you could be just, like, eliminated right away from even having a chance because the weather is just not
sure
going to be on your side.
Yeah.
So that gives you a better, gives you better odds. But as far as having to play link-style golf, it's just, I think there's a reason why you see a lot of veterans that come out and win at the Open Championship, because, you know, they've had many, many years worth of practice for link style golf, for golf and the elements there, you know, in Ireland, Scotland, Great Britain, things like that. So I think it I just think it takes time for a lot of these guys to figure it out.
What do you think of Phil Mickelson playing this tournament without a driver in his bag? He's only carrying a 3-wood.
Well, you know, back in 2013, when he, which is actually his last win was the Open back in 2013.
Yeah.
He didn't have a driver in his bag then either. Didn't work out so well for him today. I believe he shot 3 over. But no, I don't think that there are some guys that might barely pull out the driver depending on the winds and such this week. So I don't think that's strange at all, given that it's the Open. And I guarantee you wouldn't see the likes of the big bombers like DJ or Rory McIlroy taking it out of the bag.
I think you're right, yeah. And you, like you said, you know, the I mean, Phil Mickelson, he is, he's not going to be playing on the senior PGA Tour anytime soon, but he is kind of like, you know, like a middle-aged golf player, and maybe he's going to be one of those where he's more comfortable playing a links course without a driver. You may be onto something there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's definitely very seasoned there at the Open. 47, you know, we saw how awesome was last year, by the way, with his duel with Henrik Stenson.
Oh, yeah.
On Sunday at Royal Troon. I mean, that was incredible. So here we are just a year later, and, you know, some of it's the luck of the draw. Some of it's how you're playing at the time. This is his first major without his caddy, his longtime caddy of 25 years, Jim Bones McKay, on the bag. His brother Tim Mickelson is on the bag now. I'm not sure if you watched the broadcast at all. You heard Bones on NBC. He's now, a walking reporter for them. So, you know, there's some changes going on in his life. I think he probably needed to mix things up because he hasn't won since the Open at 2013, and he's not getting any younger. So I think it's an interesting time for Phil right now.
Henrik Stenson, the 2016 British Open champion, right now is tied for 26th. He is 1 under par. Do you think he's going to be someone who's going to maybe make his way up their leaderboard the next couple of days? Or what do you think is going to happen with the defending champion, Henrik Stenson?
Yeah, I think being at 1 under is still a very safe place to be. You know, that's only 4 strokes off the lead right now. And like we just keep saying, I mean, it's such a wild card with the weather out there. You never know what you're going to get, what your tee time is going to yield for you. So, yeah, it's really a tight race right now. There's not too much separation. These guys could – there's going to be a lot of movement, I predict, in the next couple days.
Who do you predict is going to win? Give us a prediction here. We got money we got to burn. We got to put money on somebody. Who are we going to put our money on?
I was leaning John Rahm coming into the week. He's 2 weeks removed from his Irish Open victory, where he blew away the field by 6 shots. This is his first full season on the PGA Tour. He's already won on the PGA Tour earlier in the season at Torrey Pines. Like I said, just won 2 weeks ago. And you can really see his maturity coming around. He's really starting to tame that temper a little bit, and he shot 1 under today, but he didn't look like he played that great. So what I'm trying to say is he's in a great position, because if he just comes out there and puts it all together, I mean, it's just going to click and he's going to shoot super low. So yeah, I still think that he's someone to look out for. Hideki Matsuyama is definitely someone to look out for. And what about Ian Poulter, guys?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Absolutely. He's kind of like, he's almost coming out of nowhere. It's kind of weird to say, because Ian Poulter's been around for a long time. I mean, he's a name that everybody knows, but you're absolutely right. He's someone who could maybe surprise a lot of people and win this whole thing.
Yeah, it would be an incredible story. The last time the Open was held here at Royal Birkdale in 2008, he finished runner-up to Patrick Harrington. And it's just an incredible story, and the fact that Poulter almost lost his PGA Tour card this year, had a phenomenal finish at the Players' Championship in May, which kind of, you know, started to get the ball rolling for him. He had to go through local qualifying there in England in order to make it into the
Open
this year. Yeah, so it's just such a great story.
Taryn, thank you for your time, and everybody, she says, take your money out of the bank and put it all on the Spaniard, John Rahm. Rocchio heard it, Eric from QC heard it, so if we're penniless on Monday, we're going to know who to call.
Yeah, don't that one.
All right, Taryn, and enjoy the rest of the tournament, and we look forward to having you on for the PGA Championship in September.
Sounds good. You guys have fun. This is
you too, Taryn.
Weekend.
You too. That is Taryn Schaefer from PGAtour.com. You can follow her on Twitter at TarynS_PGAtour. She loves golf. That's what makes her such a great guest. She loves golf, and she knows what she's talking about.
She sure does.
You know, she's just not someone that they hire because, oh, you know what, here's an attractive female. Let's put her on so guys will watch. She knows what she's talking about, and she loves it too.
Yeah, she knows the game.
It's amazing. Let's take a commercial break, and then when we come back, we got to talk about the Cardinals pooch screw today at Flushing, Queens. A little bit of hypocrisy, too, amongst the players. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.